Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empowered You podcast, where we focus on educating, equipping, and empowering you for your future. Hey, my name is AJ Pierre, and I am so excited to be with you today. As I always share every time we're together, I am thankful for the opportunity to get together with like-minded individuals focused on going to the next level. We have a great episode in store for you today. Sometimes when we think about it, we try to walk out life as a lone ranger, right? Always by ourselves or doing everything alone. The truth is that we are not designed to walk out life alone, right? We're not designed to be by ourselves, right? We were created for relationships, and relationships are a critical part of success because, if we be honest, relationships can open many doors for you along the journey. How we build relationships is just as important as how we maintain relationships. So, hey, stay tuned as we share some insights and tips around the topic, the power of relationships. This is going to be a great episode. Once again, welcome to the Empowered You podcast. I'm your host, AJ Pierre, and I am so excited to be with you today. Man, I'm just really, truly, honestly excited about this episode that we have for today, right? The power of relationships. And it's interesting for me because one thing that people will always say about me is, AJ, you're a relationship guy, right? Like, you care about relationships. And I have to be honest, I really do. Like, I enjoy people. I enjoy communicating. I enjoy interacting. I enjoy a fellowship. I enjoy spending time. I enjoy taking trips, right? So I very much so enjoy relationships, but I also understand the importance of relationships, or at least the importance that they've meant to me in my life, right? Like, I know in some of my greatest moments, there were great relationships that were there to celebrate with me. And I can think about some of my lowest moments in life. There were relationships there to definitely support me in those moments to really be able to keep moving forward. I think when we really look at it, right, the relationships that we build with others, they're very important to our mental and emotional well-being. I mean, I think about myself again, like I just shared, in those moments of defeat, in those moments of failure, in those moments of pain, in those moments of sorrow, there was always someone there, right, to help, someone there to share an encouraging message or an encouraging word, someone there to just honestly listen, right? And I think that's so important. And so relationships really help our mental and our emotional well-being. You see, I think about it like this, right? We have a natural desire to connect and build relationships. The issue is sometimes I don't think we know how. Or if we be honest, for some of us, we honestly just choose not to, right? So it's not even that we don't know how to do it, but it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. Not interested, or whatever the case may be. But it makes me think about this scripture found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, and it's verse 9 through 10. And it says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. And then verse 10 says, if either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. And man, I really started thinking about that. Like, how great is it, right? I love how it says two are better than one, right? Because there's a good return for their labor, and two are better than one because if one falls down, there's someone else there to help them up. I mean, think about that in your own life. Like, when you find yourself in happy moments or sad moments, celebration moments or painful moments, whatever the case may be, like, is there someone there, right, to enjoy the good return with you, right? And also, too, in those moments where, like we said, you slip, you fall, maybe there's a failure, maybe something doesn't go right, is there someone there to help you up? You see, relationships are important for many different reasons, right? Such as, I think about it, right? Increasing our emotional well-being, creating stability, right? Having somebody to count on, right? Having somebody to trust, having somebody that you can confide in, right? All of those things are critical when you're talking about being able to build and move forward in strength. You see, each of our relationships bring on different responses in ourselves, right? That help us grow and learn more about ourselves. I think that's the beauty of relationships. I mean, even across the course of my life, I think about all the different relationships. I think about some of the best friends that I have right now and that I've had for years, right? Like they have led me, I think that's a good way to put it, right? They have led me to really learn a lot about myself, right? My strengths, my weaknesses. And I think ultimately it's really helped me grow. Because here's the honest truth about it, right? There's four types of people. Okay, there's four types of people. There are those type of people that who they add, right, to someone's life, right? You have those people out there, like they add, right? They add value. They add, right? They're able to help that individual, right, increase and grow and develop. But then, if you look at it, there's also people who subtract from someone's life. Like, you know, like the drainers, you know, the person who calls and they want to dump or as I say, throw up on you, right? And you just got to kind of sit there and take it, right? Or they're always taking but never depositing, right? They're always removing but never putting anything back, right? There's people like that. But then ultimately, I think there are people who multiply, right, through someone's life. I think that's huge, right? They have the ability to multiply, meaning like they get together with one person, but then they can grow multiple different relationships. They can grow circles. You see this a lot of times in personal relationships and even like business relationships, right? They have the ability to just expand, right? So they're able to multiply. But then at the same time too, you have people who divide through someone else's life, right? I mean, those are the people like they come in and they split, right? They come in and they kind of tear things apart. They come in and next thing you know, those people that were good, were happy, were together, all of a sudden now can't stand each other, right? Because there's been division that comes. And really, I think the question that we have to ask ourselves today is, what type of person are you? I mean, when you really process that, like looking at people who add, people who subtract, right? People who multiply, people who divide, like you have to ask yourself, like, which one, right, am I? Like, which one am I? Am I adding to people or am I subtracting? Am I multiplying in people's lives or am I actually dividing? Like, here's a great question. How are we showing up in our everyday life? Like, are we waking up in the morning, showing up and saying, you know what? I'm going to add to someone today. I'm going to help somebody develop. I'm going to help somebody grow. Or do we wake up and it's like an awful day and we're just subtracting all day long? Or do we get up and say, you know what? I'm multiplying today. I'm going to expand somebody. I'm going to help somebody have exponential growth today. Like, I'm really focused on just pouring into multiple people. Like, I'm focused on that. Or do we find ourselves dividing, right? And I think we have to be honest and really just begin to ask ourselves, like, what type of person are we? I know for me, I've always tried my best. I'm not 100%. I'm not perfect. I don't get it right all the time, and I don't think anyone does, right? But I always keep at the forefront of my mind, man, how can I add and how can I multiply, right? How can I add and how can I multiply? And in that, making sure that I'm always focused on helping others, right? Succeed, develop, even when we're looking at the podcast, right? We want to equip, right? We want to educate. We want to empower, right? That's the focus of what we're doing because, once again, we want to add to you and we want to help multiply. And in that, I think that's where we're seeing maximum value as we go through. You see, it's important to make sure, right, that you're adding and multiplying and not subtracting and dividing, right? We have to have healthy relationships. I mean, I just think about the time that we're in and all this going on. Man, if you don't have healthy relationships and you end up having to do this thing alone and be by yourself and going through life on your own, man, these are tough times. And we see so many people that have like fallen apart or have fallen into deep depression. And really a lot of that is because we're just solo. Like we don't have any productive environments, any healthy relationships, any great connections that we can lean on. But you see, people in healthy and positive relationships, right? They tend to, I think first and foremost, right? They learn to listen and communicate without judgment. I mean, I know that's what I've learned over time, right? That's what I've learned over time. The more that I've been in relationships, I've really learned to listen to people, right? I've really, and also too, I've learned to communicate and respond like without judgment, right? I think also when you have healthy and positive relationships, you learn to really trust and respect others, right? Like, because you have to do that. I mean, think about your friend. Think about someone you spend time with. Think about a relationship that you're in. And believe it or not, at some level, right, you have to have some trust and respect. And I think the more that we're in relationship with others, right, the more that we learn those things. I think this is a big one, right? We learn to pay attention to the details. I know with my guys, right, my friends, man, there's so many details, right, so many different things going on. We're all in different places in our lives, right? But in that, it forces me to pay attention to the details, like whose birthday's when, like whose child is turning what age, like what's going on with this, where's the next trip, what are they doing with work, how's the marriage going, how's the family doing? Like all those are details, and believe it or not, traits that we can then use in other areas of our lives, right? I think healthy and positive relationships tend to build healthy and encouraging community, right? I think community is key. Like who's your village? Like, who do you do life with, right? What is your sphere of influence? And having relationships or healthy and positive relationships really teach and train you, right, how to build healthy and encouraging community and really become a better team player. When we're really looking at the end of the day, to become a better team player, right? A great benefit of positive relationships is that two people can come together and support, encourage, and help each other grow and develop. That's the power, right, of relationships, is the fact that now two of us have come together, and now we're what? We're supporting each other, we're encouraging each other, and we're helping each other grow and develop, right? So we have to focus on building strong and positive relationships. So here's what I want to do today, okay? Because we're talking about building strong and positive personal relationships. I want to give you four keys, okay? Four keys to building personal relationships, okay? And I believe that if we follow these four keys, these will definitely help us move in the right direction of building, right, proper, positive, and healthy relationships, okay? And so the first thing I believe that you got to do is loyalty, okay? We have to learn to be loyal, okay, no matter what happens. Now, let's pause right here, because I can hear it already, right? Somebody's going to say, well, are you trying to say that I'm supposed to accept anything? Are you trying to say that I'm supposed to allow myself to be mistreated? Are you trying to say that I'm supposed to let people run over me? No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying this, right? And I share this with people all the time, right? A relationship that hasn't been tested a lot of times is one that cannot be trusted. I'm going to say that again. A relationship that has not been tested, right, usually is one that cannot be trusted. Believe it or not, there is a bond that is created through adversity. And really, one of those things that you learn from that is loyalty. I think about every single one of my best friends, right? I can think about them all right now, and literally every single one of us, our relationship has had a major fallout at some point, right? A major blow up. But in that, when we got through it, believe it or not, it built loyalty, right? So we were able to now have what? Strong support for each other. It almost built like an allegiance, right? But here's the deal. Here's the honest truth. You cannot expect what you don't give. And I think a lot of times what we do is we'll go, well, you know what? I want people to be loyal to me. I want people to be there for me. I want people to give support. I want people to have an alliance, right, to me. But here's the deal. We don't give that, right? So you can't expect what you don't give. So the first step to building, right, or the first key to building personal relationships is loyalty, right? Got to learn to be loyal, right, and being able to stick through and stake in as you go, right? But here's an interesting one. Number two, I think this one is big, right? Low maintenance. Low maintenance, right? We have to learn to be positive and attractive, right? And when I'm using the word attractive, I'm talking about the fact that we can attract people to us, right? Because of our positivity, because of our positive energy, right? Because of our positive outlook, right? Two things are always happening in life. You're either pushing people away or drawing people in, okay? And being low maintenance is a way to draw people in, right? Don't be drama filled. Right? Don't be drama filled. Don't be that person, right? And I think if we think about it, we all have it, right? The phone rings, you look at the phone, you see that name, and you go, oh my goodness, right? Oh my goodness. Because we already know what? They're probably going to dump, right? They're probably going to dump. And so honestly, you don't want to be that person, right? So low maintenance, learn to be positive, right? And attractive, okay? Learn to be positive and attractive, and ultimately you'll be a low maintenance person and really focus once again on building personal relationships. Okay, so the third thing, right? The third key in building personal relationships, I believe, is laughter, right? There has to be a fun factor, right? It has to be enjoyable. Ask yourself, right? Ask yourself this question. Am I fun to be around? right? Am I fun to be around? Like, am I a fun factor? Like, when people get around me, are they energized? Like, one thing that I try to focus on all the time is I try to leave, when people leave me, okay, I want them to leave that conversation. I want them to leave that outing. I want them to leave that fellowship. I want them to leave whatever we were doing better than when they came, right? Because I want to be a fun factor. I want to be a place of positivity. I want to be a place of enjoyment, right? So therefore, when I'm connecting with people, I want people to, man, that was fun. Man, that was enjoyable. Man, I'm looking forward to doing that again, right? And so now you're building what? Personal relationships as you go through. And laughter is a big key. But then I think this one here, number four, right? Key number four wraps it all together. Love. Here's the honest truth, right? We have to learn to accept people where they are and help them grow to where they can be. Notice I said where they can be, not where we want them to be. Okay, true love is accepting people where they are and helping them grow to where they can be, right? To who they need to become, right? Display, I think this is big here, right? Display what you want to see from others, right? So if you want to be loved, show love, right? If you want friends, show yourself friendly. Right. If you want great connections, then connect. Right. But at the end of the day, that love factor, right, has to be one that really helps you once again move to the next level. Right. So that loyalty key number one. Right. That low maintenance key number two. Laughter being key number three. And when you wrap that all together with key number four, which is love, I believe that we are now building healthy and positive personal relationships. Right. So here's what I want us to do this week, okay? You may be one that says, you know what? I got some really great relationships going on right now, but hey, here's one thing I'll tell you. It can always get better, right? It can always get better. Or maybe you're one that says, honestly, I either don't have any relationships right now, or honestly, my relationships are kind of, they're not really that great at the moment. Well, hey, focus on one of the keys. Maybe you need to say this week, you know what? I got to work on being loyal, right? I got to work on my loyalty, right? I got to work on really building strong support for those that I'm in relationship with. Or maybe you say to yourself, you know what, man, I gotta become the low maintenance. I gotta be honest. I've been kind of drama filled. I haven't really been positive and attractive. So your focus this week may need to be what? I am going to be low maintenance, right? I'm gonna be low maintenance this week, right? Or maybe you're one that goes, you know what? I gotta laugh more, man. We gotta start having some fun, right? I have to become a fun factor. I want when people come around me, right? They're having fun. It's an exciting moment, right? It's an exciting time. And so maybe that's your focus. I have to laugh more this week. And I'm telling you, laughter is good for the soul. I love to do it, right? I laugh all the time. And then maybe for some of us, right? We got to love. We got to start accepting people where they are and helping them grow to where they can be. And I believe once we apply these four steps here, right? Of making sure that we're loyal, of making sure that we're low maintenance, of making sure that there's laughter, and ultimately approaching everything with the heart of love and the spirit of love, I believe ultimately we will begin to build, right, great personal relationships. Man, as I always say, it's so great to get together with you. Always great having you on the Empowered You podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to show some love, hit the subscribe button, rate this podcast, and leave a review. Then, hey, go over to IG and follow me at @AJ_empowered to stay connected throughout the week. Thanks again for joining me today. And until next time, be empowered.